Good day, good people. I'm Brother Robert Farrell. Welcome to Contemplative Inner Being's Wisdom Wednesday. Wisdom Wednesday is recorded live here on Crowdcast, and we invite all of our podcast and YouTube listeners to join us each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Central. That way you can become part of the conversation that happens at the end. And whether you are here for the live session or you are enjoying the recording, thank you for being part of this tiny community. Well, what is wisdom? Well, wisdom isn't knowing more. It's actually knowing with more of you. It's knowing deeper. It's a cellular knowing. It's an embodied knowing. And Wisdom Wednesday was created as an invitation so that you can open up to those depths of yourself, your intellect, your will, your emotion, to open up to the ground of wisdom, which is the transformation of the human heart and consciousness. Today, as usual for Wisdom Wednesday, we're going to encounter three brief wisdom contemplations. And each one of those is going to be followed by a minute of silence where you are invited to the spiritual practice of resonate, reflect, respond, and rest. Our watchwords to help bring us into contemplative practice. Resonate. Does something connect with you? It might be symbolized by a single word or phrase that you hear. Reflect, to meditate with images and thoughts. Respond, can respond in any way you want, by journaling, by prayer, by movement, whatever you feel called to. Rest, simply be silent and open to the presence and action of divine love in your life. After the three reflections and periods of silence and practice, we'll close with a spiritual practice and a group dialogue. And today's theme is one reality. So with an open heart, a calm, centered presence, and a gentle breath, sit comfortably. And let us begin. In Christian terminology, once we encounter the Christ mystery, we know there is only one reality, capital O, capital R. And Master Yeshua actually overcame the worldview of good and bad by putting the sacred and the profane together. He united the material and the spiritual, the divine and the human, together in himself. He is both at the same time. And he reveals, that's revelation, he reveals that we are too. Creation has an inherent goodness as the divine image and likeness. Creation has an inherent goodness. And ever since God created the world, God's everlasting power and deity, however invisible, have been there for the mind to see in the things that God made. So indeed, we live in an enchanted universe. The whole world, is the incarnation of the God mystery, and indeed it is the very body of God. And the soul's journey into God is to learn how to see the unity of all being, how to look for this partially hidden God, and how to honor those footprints everywhere once they are seen. It is a surrender to gratitude and to immense confidence that we are a part of something very good. The result is a continuous life of appreciation, reverence, non-consumption, and simple joy. While still living a very helpful life in the world. Now, most religions, they make a fatal distinction between the sacred and the profane. In authentic divine encounter moments, any clear distinction between sacred and profane quickly falls away. Most of the time, such movements happen in so-called secular settings. This Christian word we have, Christ. Christ is the universal truth of matter and spirit working together as one. Everything is holy. We don't have to go to sacred places to pray or wait for holy days for good things to happen. We can pray always. And everything that happens is potentially sacred if we allow it to be. God can and will use even bad situations for good. And in contemplation, in our practice, we learn to trust our vital center, capital V, capital C. We trust our vital center over all the passing snags of emotions and obsessive thinking. And once we deepen contact with our strong and loving soul, which is also the indwelling spirit, then we're no longer pulled to and fro with every passing feeling. And divine incarnation, it takes the form of an indwelling presence in every human. And this is the peace that nothing else can give, and no one can take from us. Everything belongs, including us. So let us pause to resonate, reflect, respond, and rest. What can be known about God is perfectly plain, for God has made it plain. Ever since God created the world, God's everlasting power and divine being is there for the mind to see in all things that God has created. This is Romans 1:20. Nature itself is the primary Bible. It's been around since the beginning. And nature has been revealing God long before the Bible and church came to be. So the world is the locus of the sacred, and it provides all the metaphors that the soul needs for its growth. Yes, God has been revealing God's love, God's goodness, and God's beauty since the very beginning through the natural world of creation. May we acknowledge the intrinsic value and beauty of creation, elements, plants, and animals. How dull are all people who, from the things that are, have not been able to discover God who is, or by studying the good works have failed to recognize the artist, capital A. And through the grandeur and beauty of the creatures, we may, by analogy, contemplate their author, capital A, again. The very meaning of creation is seen to be an act of worship, a devoted proclamation of the splendor, the wonder, and the beauty of God. In this great sanctus, all things justify their being and have their place. And what we tend to think of as the air is actually God. Our walking back and forth in the atmosphere is in the all-encompassing presence of God, who is sustaining our breath by breath. And the most intimate depth of this awakening moment is a simple awareness that God, who is sustaining our life breath by breath, knows us through and through as mercy within mercy within mercy. In that, we feel very present to each thing that we do throughout the day, but present in a pervasive underlying awareness of being in the presence of God, sustaining us breath by breath, knowing us through and through with an infused sense of mercy without end. The infinite presence of God we are breathing, the cloud in the sky, the leaf we are touching, the earth on which we are standing, and the immediacy of feeling blessed and awakened to this all-encompassing presence are realized to be inexplicably and all-pervasively one. These words that we are using in attempting to describe this intimately realized oneness are impoverished in a superficial, wordy kind of way when compared to the transcendent oneness beyond words that we are so graced and privileged to experience. Moved by the all-encompassing presence in which we are immersed, we sit in the tall grass, moved by a strong wind with the blue sky overhead, all of which are experienced as bodying forth the endless diversity of the oneness of presence that alone is ultimately real. And in this really real, we resonate, reflect, respond, and rest. Each of us is sacred, no matter what we've been through. When my toes hit the floor in the morning, I'm on the lookout. On the lookout for what? For God. God is always leaving me hints. She is dropping me anonymous tips all the time. This is the God of love trying to break through. And this God will not be outdone in extravagant tenderness, leaving hints as deep as the netherworld or high as the sky. And we get to choose. We get to choose. The God who judges and is embarrassed by us, or the one who notices and delights in us. The God we most deeply want, the reality we most deeply want, is the God we actually have. And the God we fear is, in fact, the partial God we have settled for. God looks at us and is ecstatic. And this God loves the sound of our voices and thinks that all of us are a magnificent work of art. You are a masterpiece. You are here. God's cheek resting on ours. God's singular agenda item. You. And it's not that religion is holy and the secular is profane. It is that both religion and the secular can be holy and both can be desecrated. Ultimately, the religious and the secular are not two things, but one, life. And some of the most important spiritual breakthroughs in the world today are happening through people in the world of business. Some of the greatest saints and prophets today are brave activists and political leaders. In fact, artists, entertainers, teachers, and scholars are filling the spiritual void left by religious leaders who have painted themselves in any number of theological corners. Surprising numbers of researchers and inventors are driven by curiosity and love so powerful, they invite the adjective divine. Every dimension and vocation of life can be holy. And in mature religion, which I sense is why many of you are here tonight, in mature religion, the secular becomes sacred. We don't have to leave the secular world to find sacred places because they've come together. By virtue of the creation and still more of the incarnation, nothing here below is profane for those who know how to see. Contemplation is knowing how to see. There is only one world. There is only one reality. And this one world is the supernatural one. And there is no natural world where God is not. It is all supernatural. Take a breath, friends. Rest in this one reality. Resonate in this one reality. Reflect on this one reality. Respond with this one reality. Brothers and sisters, our practice this week is a compassion meditation. And it comes to us from Professor and Sister Catherine Nerney, N-E-R-N-E-Y. She shares this prayer practice that strengthens our compassion for ourselves, for one another, and for the world. We are called to be compassion for our world. But to grow in this capacity, we must practice. Practice the art of communicating from the heart where God and we are one. And this is a great practice because it's very interfaith, interspiritual. The Hindu blessing of Namaste, which has become universalized, reminds us that when I am in that place of the divine in me, and you are in that place of the divine in you, there is only one of us. And for this purpose, Thich Nhat Hanh and other Buddhist practitioners recommend that we regularly engage in a compassion meditation. It's also known as metta or loving kindness. So nothing new for some of you. So take a moment now to let yourself be drawn into this contemplative practice for your good and others. Close your eyes if you like and picture in your mind's eye. Try to encounter as vividly as possible someone for whom you feel deep love and unity. And let him or her be there with you as you say these expressions. You can repeat them after me. May you be happy. May you be blessed. May you be free and peaceful. May you be ever loved. May you be always loving. Now we're going to repeat the exercise. This time we're going to picture someone you hardly know. We're going to wish them the same loving desires. Maybe you want to choose someone you saw on the bus, someone in the supermarket or a church group, or perhaps someone you've read about in the news. As you close your eyes and image them, make the image clear and pray for them as sincerely as you can. Your goal is to open to them and give them your humanity. May you be happy. May you be blessed. May you be free and peaceful. May you be ever loved. And may you be always loving. And then finally, we're going to repeat this visualization, selecting a person with whom you are feeling alienated, hurt, resentful, vengeful. Picture them. Open yourselves to all the depths of love and repeat the phrases. May you be happy. May you be blessed. May you be free and peaceful. may you be ever loved. And may you be always loving. Friends, if we are to become more compassionate listeners and speakers, it may be helpful to even offer this loving kindness meditation for oneself. Self-compassion is essential to help us let go of shame that blocks God's love and peace from mercifying us. From deep inside us, God is trying to get dug out. So listen to God trying to free you at the same time to love yourself. And as we wish our podcast and YouTube listeners a good evening, we touch on that reminder that love is the way, that you are love. So stay awesome and be love. We hope to see you again soon. Blessings.